Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He is coming back soon. His return is imminent. And I want everybody possible that can know Him to know Him. I love to see God's people come to Him with a sincere heart. Sincerity is very important these days. A lot of times people have been taught wrong, and they don't have the information that they need to make a sober decision. The Lord monitors what we do with the salvation that He gave us freely. God gave us free salvation. It's free to us. Jesus paid for it. He paid the highest cost there is for you and for me. He did it for us collectively as well as individually. He died that we might get saved, because some people don't. But I thank God for those that do. And if you love God, and if you seek Him to know Him, understand well that everybody you know, they need you to live according to God's word. That's the only way they're going to see Him. They're not. Most people don't know Him. I believe that most people would love to know Him. But this is what's going on. Satan, through wicked men, is trying to hide God from you. When people decide to do things according to the world system, you know, when they don't get saved, when they don't get to know God, Satan don't want you to know Him, because he can't stop a person that loves God through Christ. He can manipulate mankind almost any way he wants to, unless there are those who love God and follow Him. Jesus gave us full authority over Satan. Satan is still trying to take over heaven. He already lost. Jesus Christ defeated him. When you believe on Jesus Christ, He made you a king and a priest. He gave you authority over Satan. This is why the institutions don't like Jesus. This is why other religions defy Jesus. This is why people, this is why the fiery darts that are against God come forth. Fiery darts are the evil thoughts that come to your mind. You're trying to do right and then an evil thought comes. Those are fiery darts. You have to use the shield of faith, your faith in Jesus, to blockade it. You can stop it. And you can, if you fill your heart with the word of God, then those fiery darts can't turn into a deception against you. The enemy does everybody like this. Everybody. But those who fill their heart with the word of God, they can quench the fiery darts easily. And then they say, get, just like Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Get away from me, Satan, in Jesus' name. Just rebuke him. And he got to go. He don't like that, but he has no choice. Now, the problem is people don't know the Lord. At a friend of mine's funeral, the Lord said to me, I gave an exhortation and read scriptures, and the Lord had me to say that the first authority figure shaped the way children see God. The way they see God is shaped by their first authority figures. We live in a republic, a democracy. The people are the king. The president, the Senate, and the House and the judicial system, they're the servants. They represent our will. We vote for our officials. Instead of having a king, we have a president. But actually, the people are the king. People don't know it that way, but that's the way it really is. The people who vote are the king. When you vote, you did a kingly act. But you're voting for the authority that's going to govern your land. And this is a wonderful country. It's better than a kingdom, because men have proven that one man cannot be trusted to run a kingdom. Even if he's a good king, eventually he'll have a spoiled brat in his lineage that would do wild things. And he has sovereign government over the nation, and that's dangerous. It never really worked. It never worked right. You have to be a godly man, and it will work, and it can work. Now, when Jesus come back, he's the King of Kings, and his kingdom will have no end. He's not coming back as a savior. He's not coming back as a baby. He's coming back as a king, and he's going to take everything back. So get ready for his soon return. Now, the problem, the thing about a republic or a democracy, people vote on the president. They vote on the officials. They vote on the senators and the representatives. And then the president selects, they put in the Supreme Court justices. So everybody's voting. Now that's good. That's a good thing in its place, in its lane. But when it comes to God, you don't vote on him. You receive him as your king from the heart in sincerity. And you receive him, not a version of him. But see, the enemy is slick. He said, well, if I can't stop people from coming to the Lord and getting saved, I'll trick them. I'll get them to try to shape God into their liking, into their image, instead of them coming up to the God standards. He tried to get man to choose God in a form that he likes and say it's all right, but it's not. This is why I say that. When people are used to voting, that's how you do. Now, children grow up seeing their parents vote for the president. Talk about the president. Vote the president out. Vote another one in. It's still dangerous. All of us are going to stand before the Lord and give an account for every word we speak. It's still dangerous. That's why you'll never hear me bashing presidents like others do. Because Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. I'm not qualified to judge a man's heart. I can see if he do right or wrong. I can pray for him if he do wrong thing. I can pray for the good of the country. I can disagree with him, but I'm not going to execute his character. That's wrong. What if he got saved and I didn't know it? What if God is working with him and I don't know it? And what if he's just rotten and I don't know that? Or what if I say that he's the wonderful president and he's rotten? I can't tell that. That's not my place. That's God's business. But see, in this world, people can say what they want. You're still in trouble with God for throwing cannonballs at people. Now, but in this society, you have the right to voice your opinion. But you still have the responsibility to God to use your free speech wisely. Now, so people put that will, they think it's okay, American people especially, they believe it's okay to just whatever I want to do, I can vote on it and do it. If a man wants to be a woman, he can vote to be a woman. He can change his gender. I went to the doctor. They said, what gender are you? I said, I'm a man. What gender do you prefer? What are you talking about? I'm a man. I'm going to be a man forever. Never mind. But that's how it is. People think they can vote their way in society. They can vote everything. And they left the confines of God's word. I promise you this. You can't vote on God. You can't vote him out. If you try to vote God out, you voted yourself out. I say this in love because people are dying and going to hell, missing out on a relationship with God because they changed the word around. You know, this is in the heart of man, and it's not good. It's time now for people to get to know God for real and hear the word of God. They vote the preachers out. If a preacher come and preach the word and the board don't like it, they'll vote him out. The deacons will get together and vote him out and vote another one in that'll preach what they want. And people do the same thing. If they go to a church, the preacher preaching his heart out, doing his job, telling them things is right, they vote him out by going to another church or not going at all. Listen to what Paul told Timothy. He said, this is 2 Timothy 4 and 2. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Well, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Dangerous business. This is very dangerous. And this is why. When you do that, it can be irreversible. Your heart can get so hot you won't come back to the heart of God's will. Every child of God that's washed in the blood of Jesus must get to know the Lord. Your spirit man has been made perfected. You got a new heart. You don't want to do wrong. Now, renew your mind before your mind gets you in trouble. This is for your life. Study the word so that you can understand who God is and what God is doing. And stop trying to get God to be on your terms, but come up to his terms. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com in real time. And you can listen to the whole broadcast on the website. You know, I thank God for the website. It gives people a chance to hear what God is doing. And it's just my little contribution to society, because I love God. I love his people. I want everybody to know him. But this is a problem when people try to get God to fit their paradigm instead of growing and learning who God is. I told my son just yesterday, when you get to know the Lord and when you listen to good advice, when you listen to the word, your whole life gets better. Every time you read the word of God, you're growing as a person and you're able to make better decisions. And that's necessary. But if you're always trying to get God to fit what you want, You can vote yourself right out of God's kingdom doing that. And people do this. Now, you'll get a Christian burial because people won't know the difference. But God cannot allow sin into heaven. Understand that well. Unforgiveness, make sure you don't have bitterness against anybody. Most people won't commit adultery and things like that that are Christians, but they will have bitterness and unforgiveness, and God cannot forgive you if you don't forgive others. Jesus said it. And I don't care who try to interpret it out of the word. That's not you. You're gonna be in trouble. Now, I can give you proof, but right now let's look at this. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9. The Lord said that. This is Isaiah talking. Well, this is God talking to Isaiah. I'm going to start at verse 8. Now, go write it before them on the table and note it on the book, that it may be for a time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord. Now, watch what God, look at God's response, verse 12. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay there, and you stay in there, you won't repent. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly at an instant, and he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a sherd to take a fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the God, the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And you would not do it. But ye said, no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee. And we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. See, They fell out of the kingdom doing wrong. This is important because your choices, the choices you make, are your choices, and they and consequences follow those choices. I'm sorry, but that's how it is. You have to stand on the word of God to live. You can't let the enemy deceive you away from following God. He wants to destroy you. He has bitterness against you. And people who try to shape God into their lifestyle, the way that they want him to be, they're messing themselves up, wanting the prophet to prophesy smooth things. Wanting the preachers to say what they want. They voting on a preacher that'll say what they want. And some of them do. There are whole congregations Jesus is going to leave here. When the rapture happens, the Lord is also making a statement. Everybody that got a Christian burial, they're going to be known for what they've done. Everybody that said that they voiced that God was their God through Christ, and they didn't live like him, they're going to be known for it here. And in heaven, and in hell. And this is why. Remember the scripture says the dead in Christ shall rise first? Well, the dead will rise, and their graves will be open, because they're coming out. Everybody who died in Christ, they're coming out of them graves. They're going to have a brand new body. And this is going to happen all over the world. The day of the rapture is a worldwide event. Only those who died in Christ for real will get up. The rest will lay in their dead bones are going to be in their graves. And I'm talking about since from the time of Christ to now. All the dead in Christ will be in them. Their bones will be in those graves. But the living, those who died in Christ, those who were right with God, who they honored God with their life, they did the word of God. God was their God. They didn't vote on a version of who God is. And by that I mean, you know, it's just like these preachers that say two men can get married. God did not say, God is against that. Or two women can get married. You know, they preaching another gospel that God didn't ordain. They're preaching a satanic gospel. So, when people are in strife and bitterness, they even those that just wouldn't forgive their sister or their brother or their wife or their husband, they'll be laying their bones in them in the grave while everybody else got up that was right with God. You see where I'm going? And then those that are alive and remain, they're going to be quickened. They're going to be taken. The dead in Christ will rise first, and those that remain, those that are still alive, they're going to disappear. Body, clothes, and all, gone. And the judgments of God is going to fall. Now, the Lord's going to take us just before he began the vow judgments. And that's when God, he's been dealing with me about the rapture. You know, for years I've been saying to tell my people, Jesus told me to tell my people my return is soon. Tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. Because sometimes Christian people wander out of bounds. They let this world get to them. They try to shape God into their image. And they try to do things that God didn't ordain. And they get preachers that'll preach what they want. They vote out the good preachers and vote in the bad ones. People go where they can do what they want to do instead of doing what's right. And God got to deal with that. And he will. And you don't have to do what other people are doing. Get to know the Lord for yourself. Organizations, churches are wonderful. Go to church. It's very important. Find a good church. Ask the Lord to show you where to go and go there. Finding a good church is just as important as finding a good spouse. You don't want to marry anybody, and you don't want to go to any church. And they are good ones. And wherever God go, get planted in a good church. And be diligent. You got to get to know the Lord for yourself. The church is no substitute for the prayer room, your prayer room. You need to pray, and you need to study the Lord for yourself. And it's fun. It's not work. It's good. It's a privilege and a blessing. Jesus not only paid a high price for you to be saved and enter the kingdom of God, but he also paid a high price for you to get to know God personally. You don't have to go kill a calf to go talk to God. Jesus died in your place. And the Lord sent the Holy Spirit to help you learn, to guide you into all truth. God is your Father now. He's not a mysterious stranger that Satan wants him to be. To the world, Satan's trying to keep God a mysterious stranger to the world and to God's people. His suggestion is, when you get saved, just take it easy and don't get to know God. Because in the back of his mind, he want God to be a mysterious stranger to you. But if you don't let God be a mysterious stranger, you do that by studying the Word and asking the Lord your questions. All the questions you have, get you a journal, write them down, and ask the Lord to answer these questions for you. And give him time. He'll do it. He wants to talk to you. Draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. James confirmed that. If you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. If you talk to God, he will talk to you. Prayer is a two-way conversation. Pray, go pray, and also listen. Every day, listen to see if God will share something with you. He loves you so much that he will. And don't get in pride when he does. And sometimes the Lord talks to people, but people are afraid to tell people that God talked to them. Because Satan has seduced society into believing that God is a mysterious stranger. And you don't talk to God, people will think you're crazy. They're full of it. God told me so many things. I'm not ashamed of him. And I love him. And everything he told me made my life better. It breaks my heart when people don't hold a conversation with God. They're still trying to do that scientific, ridiculous paradigm where God don't talk to you. God is the mysterious stranger. He died for you. He did all this to die for you and raise you from the dead and don't want to talk to you. That don't make sense. God is wise, folks. Jesus taught his disciples. He had a relationship with his disciples. He ministered to them. He talked to them. Jesus is God talking to him. And Jesus talked to God. And God talked to Jesus. Well, Jesus is God, but he talked to the Father. The Father talked to him. He became the Son for us. So we have to, and remember something. Jesus made everything you see. Every star in the sky. He made it and he named it and he can count them. He know where they are. He know what they're doing. He know who's on the planets around them because he made it. Remember something. When the Father spoke the word, Jesus did the action. He was the Word. The Word became flesh. And he died for us. And when he became a man, the knowledge that he had before, it was suspended. It was taken from him. He had to learn just like we do. He had to read the Bible and learn who he was, just like we have to read the Bible and learn who God is. He had to believe the Word about who he was, about who he is. And he had to do the things that the Word said he would do. And he did it. He defeated Satan as a man. That's why Satan hates him. So you're going to have to get, there's no substitute for you not getting to know God. You've got to get to know him. Daniel said that they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. You will be challenged every which way you can think about because you love God, because you believed on Jesus Christ. Satan is going to try to aggravate your life, but you're going to have to draw near to him and he'll draw near to you and you're going to have to learn his ways. That's just the way it is. And if you do these things, it's going to work. You're going to love it. God loves you. Never forget God loves you for you. Not what you can do for him. He loves you for you. But when people try to make God into their image, Now they back in the world again. And they try to ignore the things that God said over here and harp on the things God said. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And if you're going to grow and be healthy, see, being healthy is very important. If you're going to live a healthy life, you got to listen. And when the Lord show you adjustments that need to be made, make the adjustments and your life gets better. God is not trying to take something from you. He's trying to give you more life. Stay away from strife. See, envy and strife, what follows it is confusion and every evil work. So if you don't want the confusion and every evil work, eliminate envy and strife out of your life. And the Lord will help you do it. Do it in His strength. Love people in His strength. Ask the Lord to teach you how to walk in love with people. That's what I did in 1987, and that's the best decision I ever made after getting saved and receiving the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.